Proposals for a billboard tax and forbidding city participation in facilities involved in the production of nuclear weapons components took changes of direction in a city council committee yesterday. Bob Fessler and other advertising executives were very direct in what their response would be if voters were to pass the 2% tax on billboard revenues.
Our company and our industry and the Advertising Association of America has already decided we are going to contest it.
With the prospect of years of court battle over constitutionality, the idea of a billboard tax to bring in revenues to police the billboard industry suddenly became less attractive. But the committee advanced a revision calling for a flat $100 license fee per billboard. If the council accepts it this afternoon, that's what voters will see on the November ballot. The committee left, sending the voters an initiative forbidding city incentives for any more nuclear weapons components plants hanging. It will be on the full council agenda in 2 weeks, with no recommendation one way or the other. The deadline for inclusion on the November ballot is today. And approving specific taxes for downtown streetcars will not be on the November ballot. Like the election that created the streetcar taxing district, it'll be conducted by mail. In that election, fewer than 500 people out of 3,600 eligible voters asked for and mailed in ballots. Steve Bell, KCUY News.